Thank you so much. Welcome back to Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. And we play that music at 9:40 Pacific Time Tuesdays because that is when we are joined by our friends at SailSportTalk.com. And Petty Mangan host with me last week. That's because Karen Lyle was en route to London, her second home, I dare to say. And that's because she is a big shot there. In fact, so big, Karen joins us now from jolly old England. Karen, I understand the new mayor, it is very rare, and it's a woman. It's Dame Susan Langley, and you were there for the procession. Can you tell us a little bit more about that celebration, please?
Well, it is 800 years old. You know, we think about our 250th anniversary coming up for the Declaration of Independence next year for America, but we're just a little baby in comparison to London. Anyway, it used to start, it used to go down the river, and that was the way in which and all the barges, and they had all the different orders going from that. But now it goes down through the center of the city, and I was on Fleet Street. I was actually invited to be in the parade this year because, and this is the Lady Mayor's Show. It's the first time it's ever been called that. It was before the Lord Mayor's Show, and there have only been three women in all those 800 years that have been a mayor, and the Lord Mayor was the name of the title of the two women before, but this particular mayor wanted to be the Lady Mayor, so she changed the tradition for the first time in 2025, and she invited 697 women from the city, and including all of the livery women in all of the 113 companies, the livery companies of London, to be involved in it, and I was invited. And I had an opportunity to be in the parade, but I've never seen the parade. So I wanted to see it. So instead, I stood on Fleet Street, and I watched it because I wanted to see the whole thing for the first time. It was really amazing. I really enjoyed it.
So tell us a little bit more about being a livery woman, because I remember when you were inducted, it had to do something with stationery, right?
Well, it was, I'm a member of the stationers, the company of stationers and newspaper makers, which includes broadcasters now, which is me. And I told you, if you want to be a part of this, just let me know, because you're my co-host, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. If they want to give me a title, I will put down my my citizenry, and I'll secretly, because I know that titles are illegal here, but I'll go over there for a title.
Well, it's not a title like royalty. In fact, you know, the people who are members of the different companies actually came from the very ancient guilds, and so back, you know, the guilds actually existed before William the Conqueror came into and through London and so forth, and just basically he saw that and said, you know, it's a pretty good system. I think I'll keep that. And so basically they became livery companies when the different guilds were then given charters, and usually a king or queen was giving the charter, and our company had got one in about 1403, but they go back quite far, and they're all ordered by precedent. So there was a certain point in time where the Lord Mayor said, you know, we're going to have to stop the squabbling between the different companies about which is the oldest company and which order of precedence they have. And so they came up with a formal order of precedence. And that was, so now I think we have 113 of these livery companies.
So I think a lot of people too, when we think livery, we sort of think of, because you'll see that like maybe on a town car, you know, it'll say livery. And what is the meaning in England when we say livery woman?
Well, and I have to say, I think when I was sworn in, I went under livery men just because I didn't buck the tradition like the Lady Mayor did. I just went ahead and said, you know, they've been livery men for 800 years. I'm not going to change that. I'll just be a woman who happens to be a liveryman. But basically, the livery is referring to the robes, the different colors and patterns, you know, patterns of, you know, there's long flowing robes that you wear and you actually get donned in or dressed in when you become a livery person. And so when they come through the streets, you could tell who was with which company basically by the robes that they wear. And usually it's the master wears a robe, the beadle wears a robe, and then the livery people wear a robe for that purpose. It's something you put over your clothes.
So whilst there, I would imagine I know it's getting a little chilly, but did you try to get on the Thames or go punting down the Cam or anything, getting on the water?
You know, now think about, what's the weather like right now in San Francisco, by the way?
It's the same as always. It's about 65.
Okay. And so are you just so anxious to go out there right now and get on the water?
Yeah, but no, this is Karen Lyle we're talking about here, though. You're a mad woman for getting on the waves.
That's really true. I mean, considering that I went diving in Monterey in 55 degrees of water. Now, that is true. That is true. But actually, I've been observing this first week. So I've just been watching the traditions of the city and learning about all the different things. You know, one of the things that I really enjoyed about this parade was I stood next to someone who was from the company of glass makers, and that's like the tableware kind of glasses and so forth, and they're one of the older companies, and he was a former master, and so he gave me a commentary, and every, you know, as all these different people are coming by, there were 7,000 people in this parade, then he would take his hat off to the people he knew, so he was always taking his hat off because he knew so many people in the parade. Do you know why there's a big pig in the parade?
Kid?
Pig.
I do not know why there's a big pig.
So the company of pavers, they have a float, you know, that is just this huge pink pig. And it takes like several people to hold it up on sticks. And it comes from the time before the, way back when the roads, there was a lot of mud and things like that that would happen, especially in the rainy weather. And the pigs would sometimes get out, and they caused a lot of havoc. So the pavers would have to get the pigs and take them off. And so they have this pig that is part of the parade because of this what the pavers had to deal with the pigs on the streets.
So can you tell me, because I think the most famous mayor that we've had in recent times was probably, you know, Boris Johnson. And then, of course, Sadiq Khan, who was also was knighted as well. Do you know what the lady mayor, some of the things that are on her plate now?
Well, the procession that happened was actually originally just for the purpose of being basically sworn in by the justices. And I was told by the master that was standing next to me that if she did not arrive in time to be sworn in, that she would actually not be the lady mayor. And so this exactly.
Wow.
And so this whole procession, you know, of all of these, you know, the people that are coming are basically coming with her, and before it was a him, who gets knighted because they become the Lord Mayor becomes knighted. Basically stops by St. Paul's Cathedral and gets blessed and comes all the way down, and he ends up being sworn in basically as mayor for the square mile, which is the historic section of London, because there's also the metropolitan London, which is a different part of London.
Well, and I have to ask you as well, the British celebrate Armistice Day all month, and they wear, even the soccer teams, they all wear the red poppy from Flanders Fields, and they've been having a lot of celebrations for weeks. So to actually be there on the day, I suppose the king laid the wreath at the cenotaph at Whitehall and all that other stuff. What's going on there on the actual Armistice Day in London?
Right, because it's the red poppy is on everybody's jacket, and is Remembrance Day is what they call it, and that was the day after the Remembrance Day, and of course remembering and being, you know, for all those who've served. And it's a big deal. And a lot of different celebrations and all kinds of ceremonies. I have a dear friend of mine who I was hoping could come out and join me in London, but he was involved in celebrations in Scotland that had to do with Remembrance Day, so he couldn't come to London for the Lord Mayor's Parade. The Lady Mayor's Parade. Sorry about that. Now, slip into that 800-year-old habit, right?
Have you been to your In-N-Out Club and all your other peeps on the Thames and all your yacht clubs and such things?
Well, actually, I am at the In-N-Out Club, In-N-Out Naval and Military Club right now as I speak with you. And I started out at the East India Club and then moved over to the In-N-Out Club just on the day of the parade, I think it was. Anyway, out here on St. James Square, it's a lovely, lovely little place right next to Piccadilly Circus. And, you know, very, very quiet next to a very busy, hustling part that goes right into the West End and all the theater and wonderful things that happen here.
Well, we are on the international break in soccer, meaning that Thursday, right around 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. your time, if you want to, you can watch England and Serbia. England has already qualified for the World Cup, so they're probably going to play a lot of their youngsters, but that will actually be at Wembley Stadium. If you get a chance to get over there, that might be a little fun for you.
Well, I'm going to tell you that soccer is taking football. Excuse me. What do we call it?
We're Americans. We call it soccer, and they told us to call it soccer. It's an English word, so I'm...
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's taken very seriously here.
You think?
Yes. Very, very seriously. I remember I had a friend who was grew up in London area, who went sailing with us in the British Virgin Islands a few years ago. And here we are out of the sailboat, and we're, you know how we do this every year. We go from island to island, and we're just having a great time. But the soccer game is on, and so we had to go and find a pub where he could watch the soccer game. Everything stopped. No sailing. Nothing else was important for that soccer game.
Yeah, he sounds like a man after my own heart. I would do the exact same thing. Karen Lyle, more information, pictures, stories at sailsporttalk.com. Have a great time while you're in London, and we'll catch up soon.
Sounds great, Rick. It's great to talk to you. Sailsport Talk next Tuesday.
There it is. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Byline.